I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Gabby and surprise get revenge on her boyfriend, say aye.
Aye.
Gabby, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
You have revenge in your voice right now, I can tell.
Yeah.
I do.
So let's talk about Owen. This is your boyfriend?
Yeah, he's my boyfriend. We've been going for just about 3 months now.
Okay.
Things are really good.
Aww.
But he did something that I think we can get him back for.
Well, girl, break it down, because you so far are making it sound like he's doing a really good job of being your boyfriend. So how did he mess up?
So I got my wisdom teeth taken out, and you know how you have to have somebody to pick you up, and we just started dating, and I was nervous about asking him, but he was like, yeah, of course. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. And
okay.
I didn't know how intense it was going to be. Like, they put me fully under because my teeth were, like, I guess sitting sideways. And
I had the same problem, so.
Wait, are you serious? Because one of mine are sitting completely sideways.
Yeah, you're going to have to go out for that.
Okay, all right. So you got put under, you got your teeth pulled.
And when I woke up, he was there, and I was so excited, and I was like, oh, my God, he's taking care of me. But instead of bringing me back to my house, he took me to his parents. He took me to his parents' house.
Now, like, are you friendly with his parents? Do they know you?
No. I had never met them before. We don't even know.
Oh, my gosh.
He took you to his parents to meet them for the first time after getting your wisdom teeth out?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
and
no.
Like, like coming out of it and like not aware of it.
It's intense. I just had this not too long ago. You are so loopy and out of it. Oh my gosh.
And don't people say crazy things? Like just in general, like they start to believe they're Beyonce?
Like pretty much like the first thing I said to them was, oh my God, I can't wait to be your daughter-in-law.
Oh, wow.
Girl, it's only been 3 months.
I know.
Well, that's not terrible.
Well, then I kept, like, digging in because I was, like, talking about what a great lover their son was.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. And that's just what I remember.
That's like, a little awkward.
Girl, I'd be out.
So awkward. We had lunch again, and, like, I thought that maybe it would be a little better, and maybe they'd forget, but it was so weird and so awkward.
Yeah, they're not going to forget that. Oh, my gosh.
So how do you know that you said all this? Did he tell you afterwards, or did they bring it up?
He told me, like, he loved it. He was like, and then he said this. And he just thought it was so funny.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I mean, I guess it's funny. Like,
but girl, no.
That's not nice. He knew what he was doing. There's no way he picks you up and's like, oh, you're fine. Let's go.
So embarrassing, right?
To say the least, girl, because if you actually do become their daughter-in-law, that's their first impression of you.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's going to be in the speech at the wedding. Oh, no.
So you either have to break up with him right now or you have to embarrass him.
Thank you. I got to embarrass him.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
There it is.
We're here for both. Okay.
Wait.
All in favor to embarrass him back, say aye.
Aye.
Carla, how many seconds we're going to give her?
Well, let's give her 429.
429 seconds. We're going to call Owen, and you're going to coax him into baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him back, okay?
Okay.
And if you don't mind, us in the Valley are just going to eavesdrop in the conversation.
All right. Sounds good.
Now, you guys haven't been going out for too long. Have you got to the point in a relationship where you're baby talking at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he likes it.
Oh, well, wow.
Obviously, he's a good lover.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you said that still. That is so embarrassing.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar plum, pumpkin, yummy, pumpkin. You are my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you?
Okay, And we're back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Gabby moments ago, and we can't believe what her boyfriend did to her. They've just been dating not too long, and he waited to introduce her to his parents after she got her wisdom tooth pulled out, after she's all loopy on the drugs.
Yeah, that is just so bad. You are really out of it after a wisdom teeth removal.
Yeah. Gabby, some of the things you told his parents were again?
Oh, that I couldn't wait to be their daughter-in-law, and then told them what a great lover he is.
You told his parents what a great lover he is. Yeah, that's not something you want to
hear. No, first time you met them.
That's so funny. I think it's kind of funny.
Oh, no.
Well, I can't wait to see what Gabby says the second time she meets him. My goodness.
Stop.
You should see what I wear for your son.
Oh, no. Joey, stop.
They're crotchless. Yeah.
No, it's weird. No, it's weird.
Don't make it worse for her. Come on.
They're edible.
So what we're
going to do is give you 429 seconds of our show. We're going to call Owen right now. He has no idea he's going to be live on the radio, and us and the Valley of the Sun are going to eavesdrop on the conversation of you coaxing him into baby talking to you live on the radio, okay?
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hello?
Hey, baby, what are you doing?
I'm actually at my parents' right now.
Oh, my God. I'm still so embarrassed. I can't believe you took me there when I was all messed up.
You know what? That just came up about 2 minutes ago.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. You really confused my mom, by the way. She's not sure if, like, we're getting married or not. But
okay.
Now she knows that I'm, like, you know, good in bed.
Honey, oh, my God. You owe me big time.
I owe you. It was funny.
You do.
I
mean, you embarrassed me so much.
I mean.
You know you do. And you know that new thing you started doing with your voice?
What do you mean?
The sweet talk. Super sweet. Come on, I love it.
The baby talk. Now?
I've been thinking about it. Yeah, I want you to do that right now.
I told you, I'm at my parents. I can't do it now.
Oh, honey. But, I mean, I was embarrassed in front of them.
Well, that was different. You were, come on. you were on drugs. That's different. I'm sober.
Honey, Owen, please. Talk baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yes, please. You owe me.
Hang on 1 second. I got to see where they're at. Gabby Webby wants to baby talk.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you really? You weren't that embarrassed, were you? I'll make you forget all about it. I'll make little Gabby Webby feel much, much better. I'm going to make Gabby feel so good.
Why do I feel so creeped out?
Yeah. It's creepy. What the hell? I'm scared.
God.
Owen?
Hello?
Owen, we have to let you know you're live on the radio right now.
What?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
He's creeped out all of Phoenix right now.
You're joking, right? This isn't really on the radio.
Get you.
We got to let you know. You've been cupcake called.
Are you freaking serious, man?
Do you want to let him know why he's on the radio right now, Gabby?
Oh,
Gabby, what the hell?
Oh, come on. You embarrassed me. I had to get you back.
Okay, you know what? I'm fine. You know, it was a little bit embarrassing, but it wasn't like this.
And second of all, Owen, that's the creepiest baby talking I've ever heard in my entire life right there.
Yeah.
You guys ever watch that show Criminal Minds?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're looking for him.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gabby.
You hear that, Gabby? Now everybody thinks I'm a freaking pervert.
Oh, I'm going to feel bad
for him.
Oh,
my God. Not that big of a deal. Wow. It'll be fine.
On the season finale of Criminal Minds, Owen tries to convince his girl.
This is not cool at all. I'm serious.
Owen, you're going to forget all about it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
You know what, man?
All about it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.